Hey, I'm Katie Piedra, and you're listening to The Sound of Stuff. In this podcast, I take my sound design to a different level than I typically do, and attempt to make music out of unconventional instruments. This will be the third episode of The Sound of Stuff, so as you may know from the previous episode, I'm going to avoid a lot of the software and editing elements that I described in episode 1. And honestly, a lot of this audio is pretty untouched to begin with, so that's that. So for this song, I'll be honest, I handpicked the extra element to be nature. Usually I randomize it. In this case, I got a little selective. During the time I was making this song, I was in a really kind of sad mood and just like generally down in the dumps. Sometimes for personal reasons, but mainly because of the weather outside. It's been pretty nasty here. Also, I was really inspired by the wind chimes that I ended up using in my last song, Unfitted, because I really liked how those sounded with the actual song. This song that you're about to hear is titled Down. It'll probably make more sense for you to actually listen to it before I try and explain it. So here it is. Enjoy. That was Down, another original composition by me. Down is what I would call a love child of feeling both sad and introverted, but also somewhat content if you really feel like it. I like to think that I reflected that well in the chords that I used. A lot of the dissonant or messy sounding notes really helped with creating that mood. Actually, funny story, when I was trying to make this song, I was really in a creative slump. Like, so much so that I couldn't even think of a proper chord progression or key to begin in or anything. But I ended up asking around for different musical notes from other radio staff members and landed on these chords from the notes that Ethan Meneghini gave me. So, thanks, they very much changed the course of my project. But anyways, back to the title. I decided to title my work Down for many reasons. The mood aspect mentioned earlier, yeah, but also due to the literal progression into a downpour this song takes. I ended up incorporating gravel footsteps, knocking on wood, and obviously crickets and the weather into this piece, which I think turned out really well. At least from what I can tell at the moment. And honestly, I feel like this work kind of brought me back to my drama days. I wouldn't necessarily call this piece a whole song or a whole story, but it's a nice blend of both, so make of that what you will. You leave your home in hopes of taking a quiet walk around to clear your mind, but slowly things take a turn for the worse, and bam, you're hit with lightning. I should say that this story, per se, can be what you make it. For all I know, you're thinking that this is a light skip in a happy, rainy, puddly day, just enjoying life and nature before sprinting home in a rush of adrenaline. But to me, this story had more sad tones than happy. That's the beauty of music and sound drama to me, though. The audience gets to be inventive. Honestly, for a lot of my other pieces, I would go into a lot more detail about how I made the song, and how I feel about the song, and what inspired the song, but a lot of it just came from personal emotion. And I think that is kind of a good thing, but also kind of a downfall, because if you were to make every single piece of work from a place of personal emotion, a lot of times your judgment can be clouded. So I can't say genuinely at the moment if I'm super proud of this piece, mainly because it did come from such a place of personal emotion. In a few months, I'd probably be able to let you know, but as of right now, it's kind of hard to tell. It just kind of feels like a sad blur. But mechanically speaking, I definitely achieved what I wanted to achieve, and I'm really glad that I added that last monologue of being out on a clear night. As though the rain and the sadness had passed, and now everything's alright. Still ominous as heard in the chords, but okay for now. I think if I were to go into a lot more detail with this piece, it would kind of detract from it, because I think this one's mainly up to personal interpretation. It was difficult to express the emotions that I wanted to express in this piece in a way that wasn't just straight up just sad. So I think it would make more sense for me to leave it more open-ended. Regardless, I hope you did enjoy this piece of, I guess, music. I suppose you could also call it a drama, but mostly music that I have created here for you. And I hope you enjoyed another episode of The Sound of Stuff. Make sure to check out our website while you're at it, whje.com, and I'll see you in the next one.